Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 4, The Triple Soul Forces, pages 509 to 511. A charm restoring hope in failing hearts aspired the harmony of her puissant voice. O Savitri, I am thy secret soul. I have come down into the human world and the movement watched by an unsleeping eye and the dark contrariety of earth's fate and the battle of the bright and somber powers. I stand upon earth's paths of danger and grief and help the unfortunate and save the doomed. To the strong, I bring the guerdon of their strength. To the weak, I bring the armor of my force. To men who long, I carry their coveted joy. I am fortune justifying the great and wise by the sanction of the plaudits of the crowd, then trampling them with the armed heel of fate. My ear is lean to the cry of the oppressed. I topple down the thrones of tyrant kings. A cry comes from proscribed and hunted lives appealing to me against a pitiless world. A voice of the forsaken and desolate, and the lone prisoner in his dungeon cell. Men hail in my coming the Almighty's force, or praise with thankful tears his Savior grace. I smite the titan who bestrides the world, and slay the ogre in his blood-stained den. I am Durga, goddess of the proud and strong, and Lakshmi, queen of the fair and fortunate. I wear the face of Kali when I kill. I trample the corpses of the demon hordes. I am charged by God to do his mighty work. Uncaring, I serve his will who sent me forth, reckless of peril and earthly consequence. I reason not of virtue and of sin, but do the deed he has put into my heart. I fear not for the angry frown of heaven. I flinch not from the red assault of hell. I crush the opposition of the gods, tread down a million goblin obstacles. I guide man to the path of the divine and guard him from the red wolf and the snake. I set in his mortal hand my heavenly sword and put on him the breastplate of the gods. I break the ignorant pride of human mind and lead the thought to the wideness of the truth. I rend man's narrow and successful life and force his sorrowful eyes to gaze at the sun that he may die to earth and live in his soul. I know the goal. I know the secret route. I have studied the map of the invisible worlds. I am the battle's head, the journey's star. But the great obstinate world resists my word, and the crookedness and evil in man's heart is stronger than reason, profounder than the pit, and the malignancy of hostile powers puts craftily back the clock of destiny in mightier seams than the eternal will. The cosmic evil is too deep to unroot. The cosmic suffering is too vast to heal. A few I guide who pass me towards the light. A few I save. The mass falls back unsaved. A few I help. The many strive and fail. But my heart I have hardened, and I do my work. Slowly the light grows greater in the east. Slowly the world progresses on God's road. His seal is on my task. It cannot fail. I shall hear the silver swing of heaven's gates when God comes out to meet the soul of the world. She spoke, and from the lower human world an answer, a warped echo met her speech. The voice came through the spaces of the mind of the dwarf Titan, the deformed chain god who strives to master his nature's rebel stuff and make the universe his instrument.